Here's what you need to know. If you rent a hangar at a public airport, the number on your lease is not as settled as you think. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where we take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the airplane in your hangar. And today, that phrase is literal, because at one of the busiest general aviation airports in the country, a group of pilots just took their landlord to court over what they're paying to keep an airplane under a roof. Centennial Airport, sitting south of Denver, Colorado. If you've flown the Front Range, you know it. It's one of the busiest general aviation fields in the United States, a major reliever, a flight training hub, corporate traffic, the whole mix. And it's the center of a fight that a lot of you have been quietly bracing for at your own field, according to AveWeb. The tenants are pushing back on a hangar rent increase of nearly 82%. Let that number land for a second. Not 8%, not 18, 82%. Nearly double, for the same square footage, the same slab, the same airplane that was sitting there the month before. The pilots have now taken that fight to court. Before I walk through what's actually being argued, let me bring in today's sponsor, because it fits the spirit of this one perfectly. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, and that's the thing about this centennial story. Every hangar on that field represents somebody's story. Somebody's first airplane, somebody's retirement dream, with a fresh annual and a paint job they saved 3 years for. This isn't abstract real estate, it's where the flying actually lives. So, here's the situation as it stands. Centennial is owned and operated by a public entity, the Arapahoe County Public Airport Authority. That word public is going to matter a lot before we're done. The authority runs the field, and it sets the ground lease and hangar rates that tenants pay. The tenants got hit with an increase approaching 82%. And a group of them organized because that's what pilots do when you push us, and they filed suit rather than simply write the bigger check. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story, and this is where I want you to lean in, because the mechanics here are the part that affects you wherever you park. There are two very different ways a hangar rent increase can happen, and they are not created equal. The first is the honest one. Costs go up. Property taxes, insurance, pavement maintenance, snow removal, the price of everything the airport has to buy went up over the last few years, and you as a tenant absorb a proportional share of that. Nobody loves it, but it's defensible, and most reasonable pilots will grumble and pay it. The second kind is different. That's when a rate gets reset not to cover cost, but to chase what the market will theoretically bear. Somebody looks at what a commercial warehouse leases for down the road and says, well, an airport hangar is just a building. Let's price it like one, and suddenly your ground lease is being valued like industrial real estate in a hot metro and the number doubles. The Centennial tenant's core argument lands right on that distinction. When you're a public airport authority, operating land that in many cases was developed with federal money, you don't get to behave like a private landlord maximizing return. You are bound by a set of obligations that a strip mall owner simply is not. And that brings us to the piece of this every hangar tenant in America should understand, whether you're in Colorado or not. If your airport has ever taken federal money, and the vast majority of public fields have, it's signed what are called grant assurances. These are promises the airport sponsor makes to the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, in exchange for those funds. There are dozens of them. Two of them matter enormously here. One is the requirement that the airport charge rates that are fair and reasonable, not whatever the market will bear. Fair and reasonable. The other is the prohibition on what the FAA calls revenue diversion. Money generated at the airport, your hangar rent included, is supposed to stay at the airport and support the airport. It's not supposed to become a revenue faucet for the general fund or a way to squeeze aviation tenants to subsidize something unrelated. So when tenants at a federally obligated field see rent jump by 82%, the natural question, and the legal one, is simple. Is this recovering real, documented cost, or has fair and reasonable quietly turned into whatever we can get? That is the fight. And it's why this particular lawsuit is worth your attention even if you've never set foot in Colorado. This affects you if you rent from a public airport authority, a county, a city, or any government sponsor that has ever accepted an FAA grant. Because the outcome here and the arguments raised become part of the conversation the next time your field's board looks at the hangar waitlist, sees people willing to pay anything for a spot, and starts wondering how high the number could go. Now let me flag something clearly. And I'll label it as my read rather than reported fact. A courtroom is the expensive, slow, last resort way to resolve this. There's another path that runs straight through the FAA itself. Tenants who believe an airport sponsor is violating its grant assurances can file what's called a Part 16 complaint directly with the FAA, and the agency will investigate whether the sponsor is honoring those federal obligations. It's a formal process, and it's specifically built for exactly this kind of dispute. Whether the Centennial tenants pursue that track alongside the court case, I can't tell you from here, but if you're ever on the wrong end of one of these, that's a tool worth knowing exists before you hire a lawyer. So what should you actually do with all this? Because this show isn't just about what happened, it's about what you do about it. Three things. First, read your lease. Actually read it. Find the escalation clause. Know whether your rate can be reset annually, whether it's tied to an index like the Consumer Price Index, or whether it's open to renegotiation at renewal, with no cap at all. The pilots who get blindsided are almost always the ones who never read past the signature line. Second, learn whether your airport is federally obligated, and roughly when those obligations expire, because grant assurances do have a duration tied to the grants. That single fact changes your leverage completely. A sponsor still bound by federal assurances answers to the FAA. One whose obligations have lapsed has a much freer hand. Know which one you're dealing with before there's a dispute, not after. Third, show up. These rates get set in public meetings by airport authority boards and county commissions, usually in a nearly empty room. The tenants at Centennial organized, they spoke as a group. When one pilot complains, it's a customer service issue. When 40 pilots show up with a coordinated position and an understanding of grant assurances, it's a governance problem the board has to take seriously. Your presence in that room before the vote is worth more than your lawsuit after it. I'm going to keep tracking this one, because the ruling, whichever way it goes, is going to get quoted at airport board meetings all over the country. If a court affirms that a public sponsor can raise hangar rent by 82% and call it fair and reasonable, that becomes a template. And if the tenants prevail, every airport authority in the nation is going to take a much harder look at how it justifies the next increase. Reporting on this one comes from AveWeb, who's been following the Centennial dispute as it's moved toward the courtroom. You can find more at radiohanger.com. So go pull your lease out of the drawer tonight. Know what you signed, because the cheapest time to understand your hangar rent is long before somebody hands you a new number. This is Tower. Keep your airplane under a roof you understand. I'll see you next time.